hydrogen fuel cells, compressed natural gas, all electric. What kind of cars are we going to be driving in the future? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, and for Rebecca Williams. The LA Auto Show has wrapped up, and the next big show is the North American International Auto Show at Cobo Hall in Detroit in January. There is, of course, a lot of well-orchestrated hype at these big auto shows, but if you're looking for a clear direction on what we'll be driving in the future, it's still a mixed bag, dominated by the internal combustion engine. Brandon Shetley is with the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. While there were announcements at the LA show from Honda and Hyundai about hydrogen fuel cell powered vehicles, Shetley says most of the innovations being made are based on the same power source automakers have been using for more than 100 years, the gasoline burning engine.
We don't see a big change in the foreseeable future, partly because there's been a pretty big success recently with the automakers really kind of wringing out more fuel efficiency from the internal combustion engines that they have.
Shetley says automakers have been finding ways to get better mileage, and people are buying them. SUVs, vans, and pickup trucks are getting nearly 5 miles per gallon more than they did just 6 years ago.
August of this year, there was a record high by our tracking at 24.9 MPG. They've been consistently hitting records every few months, so a good sign to us that consumers are very interested in and on a certain level demanding the better fuel economy from the vehicles that they're going in to purchase.
Automakers complained about government regulations forcing them to build better mileage vehicles, but one auto dealer says, in an ironic twist, it just might be the manufacturers creating greater demand for better fuel efficiency.
I think it's more because the manufacturer is pushing their fuel mileage on TV.
Introducing the new 2014 Malibu with stop-start technology and an EPA-estimated 36 miles per gallon highway.
Fusion Hybrid, the most fuel-efficient mid-size sedan in America.
And fuel efficiency. Chrysler 200 and 300. Sometimes it's better just to be better.
Marketing those improvements over the past few years, whether they wanted to make them or not, has been a bragging point automakers often make. As each manufacturer develops a new approach, they see it as a unique selling point. Some are using smaller engines with turbochargers, or technology that shuts off the engine when you stop, or shutting down half the cylinders while you're at cruising speed. And then there are, of course, the electric hybrids or all-electric powered cars. Jeffrey Gordon is general manager and co-owner at the Dave Knapp Ford dealership in Adrian, Michigan. He says fuel efficiency is more and more a factor when people are looking to buy a new vehicle, but it's not always top of the list.
You know, if that customer wants that, you know, SUV that might get a few miles per gallon less, or they want all-wheel drive versus front-wheel drive, and they're sacrificing some mileage, they still make the decision for the vehicle that they want, based on their wants and needs, not based on fuel mileage. But I do believe fuel mileage is important to them. It's still a deciding factor. It just isn't the deciding factor.
Researchers say if you're that person who's loyal to the same make and model and buys the same vehicle every 4 or 5 years, say a particular pickup truck, the mileage will continue to get better every time you buy. The difference will be in the future whether you're burning gasoline, hydrogen, or plugging in. But according to the Energy Information Administration of the U.S. Department of Energy, whether it's a hybrid or a straight gas or diesel burner, you can still expect 90% of new cars sold as far in the future as 2040 will have internal combustion engines. Most of us will be pulling up to the pump for a long time to come. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.